What does James say in regard to our listening to the Word of God? He says, "Be doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." James chapter 1. Notice we're to be people who put into practice what we hear. Why? Because it is the Word of the Lord that will judge us at the last day, and it's the Word of the Heavenly Father that Jesus came to deliver to you and me, and that's the Word that will judge us in the last day. John 12, verses 48 and 49. If you and I follow the right ways of the Lord, we'll be people who in attitude and in mannerisms find ourselves practicing what the Lord has said. We'll have love in our heart, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Without it, no matter what we may accomplish in life, though we give our bodies to be burned and bestow all our goods to feed the poor, if we have not charity or love, we are nothing. As far as God's concerned, we're not saved and not in His keeping. Notice that in life without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. What part of impossible do we not understand? He says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. But he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He's the rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. A rewarder of whom? Those that diligently seek Him. That means for you and me to practice a religion that is pure and undefiled before God, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world, James says in James chapter 1, verses 24 through 26. Yes, we're to be people who follow the right teachings of the Lord in His right way, and I hope that you will intend in your life to practice that walk of life. This is Robert Rossum with the Crockett Church of Christ.